Texture writes, a close friend used Todd Kohlhepp, now convicted of 7 murders here in South Carolina. A close friend used Kohlhepp when they listed her house for sale. He was so creepy around their teenage daughter. When he came to the house, they got rid of him quick. Good. So one thing I tell my kids is they're getting ready to fly. I have teenagers who in the coming years will be out in the world, which scares the heck out of me. Listen to that voice. You know the one, it's never wrong. Listen to it. All the crappy stuff Oprah's done over the years, some of her best work is a book that she wrote about listening to that voice. And it's really powerful stuff. And I've said especially listen to it when you don't want to hear what it's saying, i.e. you just met a great-looking guy. He helps carry your groceries. Yeah. Bundy used to do that for women in grocery parking lots. Good-looking guy, too. Lawyer. Great catch. Or so it seemed. Anyway. Texter writes, go listen to Body Bags with Joseph Scott Morgan podcast. Terry will tell you how off Dateline was reporting about the case. Also, Joseph Scott Morgan says it's a disaster that this house was allowed to be torn down before trial. I can't wait to hear his thoughts on the guilty plea. Joseph Scott Morgan is 50-year medical examiner, now professor at well-known College of Kentucky. Go listen to him and you will be amazed. Okay, cool. Yeah, so just talking about the shock of Brian Kohlberger not going to be tried for the death penalty. He did get 4 consecutive life sentences without the possibility of parole. At least that's the plea deal on the table. Letting the family know about it by email, pretty crappy. Hey, speaking of people who love violence, while we're on that, do you see what this moron, some dummy, that's what we're going to call him from now on, because I've just given up trying to pronounce his name. You know the one, the Democrats chose as their primary nominee to be the mayor of New York. We're going to call him moron, some dummy, because it's who he is. It fits. Anyway, we're talking about violence, and he loves it. Oh, he loves him some violence. Wait till you hear this. And folks, this just shows you who he is. This is a now resurfaced video.
Oftentimes, we've even found as legislators, when we go into these courts, the term violent crime is even used when people are stealing packages. Violent crime is even used when people are accused of burglary and there happens to be a housing unit in that same dwelling. So violence is an artificial construction. And we have to be very clear that what is happening here with these district attorneys, that is violence. That is violence at the highest degree.
That's incredible. Okay. Breaking into somebody's home, burglary, is considered violence. It is pretty much universally a felony if somebody is home when you do it. It's a violent crime. You understand why? Even if you're not home, you could surprise them. That's how people end up dead. Breaking into a home is not violence, but prosecutors prosecuting it in New York is violence. What? This guy's crazy. No. He's not. Folks, and this is what I want you to understand. This is classic Marxism. You can't understand it unless you read We the Living by Ayn Rand, who actually lived through this kind of thought process. Again, we are developing words for it here because we don't understand. We call it dual justice, right? It's not fair. Dual justice is Marxism. In China, Xi Fan Fleet lived there after the revolution. All people in China were divided into 10 classes, 5 oppressed, 5 oppressor. She remembers going to school. One of her teachers had been labeled an oppressor. The kids were allowed to knock her to the ground, kick, hit, and beat her till they put her in the hospital. They spat all over, and not a one of them ever got in trouble. Why? Because they were oppressed class. So the rules and the laws don't apply to them. That sound familiar to you? She said one of her earliest memories was a dead man floating in the well. He'd killed himself. Why? Well, because he had been labeled as an oppressed class. And so if his family associated with him in any way, it would hurt their class ranking. They were, they wanted to be, he was ranked as an oppressor. That's why he killed himself. So he killed himself to free his family so they wouldn't be associated with him and they could have a higher ranking and a better chance at life. So understand, what mom, you know, what moron some dummy is saying here. The prosecutors are oppressor class. Okay. So if they were to prosecute a violent individual of the oppressed class, that is violence. This is the Marxist mentality. We call it dual justice. We're like, well, it doesn't apply to Democrats. Yes, no, that's how it works. It's classic Marxism. Here's Shea Van Fleet. In the interview she did with Tucker Carlson, she escaped to the U.S. She's a Republican now and an anti-communist really fighter. I want you to hear this so that you understand what moron is talking about. He's not crazy. He's a classic Marxist.
Just looking out on the streets and the campus today, look, those people who have no empathy, because their empathy is guided by the ideology. That ideology is Marxist ideology about oppressors and oppressed. The worldview is looking everything in terms of who is the oppressor and who is the oppressed. And that is absolutely communist worldview. And for those who are oppressed, anything they do to the oppressed or the oppressor is justified. That includes murder, kidnap, and raping. This is all justified, just like the Cultural Revolution. And that's what's happening in today's America. Those are the absolute result of decades of indoctrination.
So people with no empathy will kill.
Will kill. And today they're just out there accepting, justifying, and celebrating violence. It's only a short step away from committing violence. Those kids in China that kill their principal, their teachers, they're not monsters. They're not. They were actually, most of them were from very prestigious universities and high schools.
You know, I mean, the parallels are unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And they
So the Chinese Harvard was more radical than the Chinese HVAC repair
school. Yeah. Absolutely. The Cultural Revolution started in Tsinghua and Beijing University, the top of the top. And the Red Guards that committed murders were the best of the best, supposedly. And then they kill. And there was one short step that was...
Yeah, so moron man commie, that's what he's talking about. When he says burglary is not violence, it's not a violent crime, but prosecutors who prosecute people for it are committing violence. That is his mindset. If you are a burglar, you are an oppressed class, one of the most highly valued classes to the Democrat Party. Ergo, dual justice, you have to let them go, and then we go after the prosecutors. It's twisted, but it's not just him. It's classic Marxism. It's how they'll all operate if we let them get power. Moron, some dummy. The man, commie. Running in New York. Hottest, hippest thing in the Democrat Party. They love him, man. I can't play this audio enough. Senator Chris Murphy, liberal Democrat, says he's the bestest.
Do you think so that Mamdani is the future of the Democratic Party?
Well, I think his message, his economic message, is the future of the party.
Cool. And what is that again?
We are unapologetic about our socialism. There are also other issues that we firmly believe in, whether it's BDS, right, or whether it's the end goal of seizing the means of production.
Yeah. Look on Google. Those exact words. Definition of communism, means of production, quote unquote, is community owned. He's communist. But he's also a big fan of violence, a really dangerous combination.
Oftentimes, we've even found as legislators, when we go into these courts, the term violent crime is even used when people are stealing packages. Violent crime is even used when people are accused of burglary and there happens to be a housing unit in that same dwelling. So violence is an artificial construction. And we have to be very clear that what is happening here with these district attorneys, that is violence of the highest order.
Okay, so just so we're clear, if you are from the victim class, which would be burglars, right? Highly valuable political class to the Democrats, burglars, then you cannot commit violence. But also, If you are from an oppressor class, as the prosecutors are, then you are committing violence. I live in the upside down. But that's classic Marxist thought, folks. And I just proved that to you with the clip from Chief Van Fleet. This happens. Students were allowed to go to their schools and beat their teachers to death because they were oppressed class members. And the teacher that they beat to death and spat upon was an oppressor class member. In America, we're seeing the beginnings of this. We don't know what to call it because we don't recognize Marxism. We call it dual justice. But that's what it is. Democrats always get away with, well, I mean, murder, fraud, theft. By the way, new article out overnight, Joe Biden in the last 3 days of his administration pushed $42 billion out the door to Democrat groups and enviro groups and companies, two of whom, it's only June, well, July now, it's only July, two of whom have since filed for bankruptcy after getting the money. They only got it in January. Where is it? Do they own islands? They're oppressed class. So they could do whatever they want. It's how it works. And you can see this in their murderous zeal toward ICE. CNN gleefully promoting an app that helps people find them, especially when they're out in the community. Now, this is a disaster, okay? Do you know what happened last week? There's a guy who committed child rape in Italy. And so naturally, he came to Joe Biden's America, where that kind of thing is not really a big deal. He's on the run. Interpol wants him, right? ICE was on the verge of picking him up last week when a Democrat group using the app interdicted, got in the way, warned him, and he got away. Because, you know, child rapists are people too. They're, you know, future Democrat voters is who these people are. So, I mean, this is becoming a problem for ICE and the rule of law, which is why CNN is promoting it. Take a listen to the glee.
One tech developer is pushing back with an app designed to track ICE activity in real time. It's called and it's controversial to say the least.
I believe it.
Claire Duffy is with us now. How does this work, Claire? And what are the legal implications?
Yeah, John, I talked with Joshua Aaron, who is the longtime tech worker who developed this platform, and he said he really wants it to be an early warning system for people about the location of Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers. So he says he does not want people interfering with those officers' activity, but he does want people to be able to avoid them altogether if they want. So you open the app, it looks like a map, and users can tap the map to report an ICE sighting in their area, and then everybody who uses the platform within 5 miles of that sighting will get a push alert. This is a free iPhone app. It is anonymous. Aaron says he doesn't collect any user data. And what I think is really interesting about this in this moment is we've seen so many of the biggest leaders in tech supporting President Trump. But Aaron is sort of an example of the fact that there are people within the tech industry who are really resistant to Trump's policies. I asked him what he would say to those tech leaders who, for example, were at the inauguration. Here's what he told me. Take a listen.
I understand that you have shareholders to report to. I understand that you have employees that need their paychecks. But at what point do you say enough is enough?
And John, I should say that ICE did not respond when I asked them about this platform and about Aaron's opposition to their activity.
At what point have you had enough? Child rapists need a place they can go and vote Democrat. Bunch of losers. Folks, and overnight, it came out from the head of ICE that these Marxist lunatics in the Democrat Party are beginning to target not just the homes of ICE agents, but their children, stalking them on social media. It's unbelievable. Here's Attorney General Pam Bondi. About to lose it on television.
He's giving a message to criminals where our federal officers are, and he cannot do that. And we are looking at it. We are looking at him, and he better watch out, because that's not a protected speech. That is threatening the lives of our law enforcement officers throughout this country. And shame on CNN. I just saw that for the first time when you showed it, that they're promoting that app. That's shame on them for doing that. that could hurt our law enforcement officers who are out there protecting them, protecting all of us every single day.